You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. New York City council members are exploring additional steps they can take to make immigrants feel more secure. As WNYC's Beth Fertig reports, they're getting an earful in the first 2 months of the Trump administration.
The president's new policies encourage immigration agents to detain people accused of crimes in addition to those with actual criminal convictions. On Wednesday, city council members on the immigration committee heard what kind of impact that's had locally.
Mi esposo fue detenido el 3 de febrero de este año por agentes de ICE.
A Staten Island resident recalled how her unauthorized husband was arrested in front of her and their daughter by immigration agents after showing up for an unrelated court hearing in February. She said he's been in detention ever since. Attorneys and advocates also described a growing sense of fear.
In Staten Island in particular, we have seen the number one question is, what would happen to my children if I get deported?
ICE officers would often kind of follow the person out, so they would sometimes make the arrest literally like just outside the courthouse or on the block or else in the public hallways of the courthouse.
One of our clients asked whether it would be safe for him to continue going to his dialysis appointments, which he had been going to for 5 years. He asked us, will ICE just pick me up at dialysis? Can I still go?
Those were Lauren Quijano, Andrea Saenz, and Cesar Vargas. It's still too soon to know if President Trump will really deport more people than President Obama, but the tough talk has been accompanied by a recent spike in arrests. On Wednesday, advocates encouraged council members to have schools collect more emergency contact numbers from parents in case they're ever detained. Council Speaker Melissa Mark-Viverito is also exploring whether it's possible to keep immigration agents out of courthouses, which are really run by the state.
We cannot live in a city in which residents fear contact with law enforcement or the simple moments of life that we take for granted.
She said those moments include going to schools, hospitals, and to court. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.